off our chet Mishnah Beis Kark Elaman Imtzoyin in Yerushalayim. Any utensil that I found in Yerushalayim, Derech Yerida Lebeis HaTvila Tmei. If they were found on the path that goes down towards the mikvah, the kelim that are found have to be assumed to be tamei, and the owner of the kelim was taking them down to the mikvah to immerse them in the mikvah and lost them on the way. Derech Aliyah Tar, but if they were found on the path that leads up from the mikvah, then the finder could assume that the kelim are tar, as they have already been immersed in the mikvah and the baal was taking them home, and he lost them on the way home. Shelo kederech yiridasan aliyasam. Divrei Rabbi Meir, and they didn't use the same path to go down to the mikvah as they used to go up away from the mikvah. And we didn't want that people have already become tar to come into contact with people that are tummy, so therefore they use a different path to go down than they use to go back home. Rabbi Yaisi, Aymer Kulan Tahir, Chos Men Asam, Bahamagrefa, Bahamaritza, Hamyuchadin Lakfar. Rabbi Yaisi says any kli that is found in Yerushalayim could be assumed to be tar, even if it's found on the path that leads down to the mikvah, as the Chachamim did not decree that Safek Kelim in Yerushalayim should be tameh, and since they didn't decree that a Safek kli should be tameh, any kli that is found is assumed to be tar, with the exception of these three kelim that are used strictly for mesim, a sal, a basket that's used to transport bones of mesim, and a magrefa, a spade that's used to shovel up scattered bones from mesim, and a meritza, a kli that's used to crush bones of mesim so that they'll fit into the basket. These three kelim, if they are found, can be assumed to be tummy, since they are strictly used for mesim, as opposed to any other kli that is found in Yerushalayim, it is assumed to be tar. Somebody finds a knife in the street on Erev Pesach in Yerushalayim. He can shach with that knife immediately. He can use that knife to shach this Korban Pesach, which is shach on the 14th day of Nisan, on Erev Pesach. He can assume that the knife is tar. Now, we have said previously that when you find a utensil in Yerushalayim, you can assume the utensil is tar. But that's referring to a utensil that's used for chulin, that's not used for kachim. However, if you find a utensil that you want to use for kachim, such a utensil we have to be more stringent about, since you want to use it for kachim, and normally you would have to assume that it's tame, and you would have to immerse the kli in a mikvah before using it. However, if you find a knife that's used for shechita on the 14th day of Nisan, you don't have to worry that it might be tame, and therefore you can shech with it your korban pesach without immersing it in the mikvah, and everybody makes sure to immerse their knives by the 13th day of Nisan in order they can use a knife on Erev Pesach. As when you immerse a knife that is tameh in the mikvah, you cannot use that knife until you have Erev Shemesh, until nightfall. So therefore, if they want to use that knife for the shechita of the Korban Pesach, they would have had to immerse the knife on the 13th day of Nisan. And that way they would have Erev Shemesh, and they would be able to use that knife by the 14th day of Nisan. So therefore, if you find a knife in the street on the 14th day of Nisan, you could be sure that the person who lost that knife has already immersed that knife in the mikvah the previous day, so he can have Erev Shemesh, and when you find it, you can be sure that it's tar, and you can go ahead and use that knife to shech your Korban Pesach. And you don't have to be concerned that maybe the knife had been lost already from the previous day, before the owner had a chance to immerse it in the mikvah. And since there are so many people in Yerushalayim on Erev Pesach, any knife that had been lost the previous day would have already been found, so you could be sure that the owner lost the knife today after he had already immersed it in the mikvah the previous day. So therefore, you could be sure that the knife is tar. B'shloisha asar, shona umarta. However, if you find a knife in the street of Yerushalayim on the 13th day of Nisan, the day before Erev Pesach, in such a case, you cannot be sure that the knife is tar. So if you want to use that knife to shech your Korban Pesach, you have to go ahead and immerse the knife in the mikvah. The kofetz, ben bezeh, ben bezeh, shoyna umatzo. Somebody who finds a kofetz, a large knife, in the streets of Yerushalayim, whether he found it on the 13th day of Nisan or the 14th day of Nisan, if he wants to use that knife for kachim, to either shech the Korban Pesach or the Korban Chagiga with it, or to cut the meat and bone of the Korban Chagiga, he would have to immerse it in the mikvah, as he cannot be sure that the owner had immersed it in the mikvah before he lost it, even on the 14th day of Nisan. As it's possible that that the owner was planning to immerse it later in the day on the 14th day of Nisan before he lost it. And even though if he immersed it on the 14th day of Nisan, he would not be allowed to use it until nightfall, until he had Harav Shemesh. Even so, we cannot be sure that he had immersed it the previous day on the 13th day of Nisan. Now, the Mephoshim explains the reason why we can't be sure that the owner immersed the Kopitz already on the 13th day of Nisan, even though if he immerses it on the 14th day of Nisan, he cannot use it until nightfall, is because the Kopitz is not necessarily used for the Korban Pesach. And since the Kopitz is a large knife that can be used to cut bones with it, and you're not allowed to cut the bones of a Korban Pesach, as the Torah said, there's an Isser Lot to break the bones of the Korban Pesach. So it's very possible that the Kopitz is being reserved for the Korban Chagiga, which is brought together with the Korban Pesach, if he wants to use the Kopitz to cut the bones of the Korban Chagiga. And we're talking about in this case where the Nasi of Yisrael was very, very sick on the 13th day of Nisan, and it looked like he might die. And if he died, then there's a mitzvah for all the clients fall to go to the Leviathan to become Tameh to the Nasi. And if that would happen, that all clients fall had become Tameh, the Korban Pesach would be brought bituma. As that's the halacha, that a Korban Seber could be brought if most of the clients fall is Tameh. Even though they are Tameh, they would bring the Korban Seber, and they would eat the Korban Pesach bituma, and there would be no need to immerse any of the knives in the mikvah, since the Korban Pesach anyway is Tameh, and they would eat it bituma. However, there's a suffix. We don't know if the Nasi is going to die. He's very sick on the 13th day of Nisan. So somebody who has a knife that would be used for the Shechita, the Korban Pesach, he would go ahead and immerse that knife on the 13th day of Nisan, since it's only a suffix, and it's possible the Nasi won't die, and he would have to immerse the knife in the mikvah. However, the Kopitz, a large knife that's used not for the Korban Pesach, it's used to break the bones of the Korban Chagiga, that knife he wouldn't necessarily immerse in the mikvah on the 13th day of Nisan. Even though, by failing to immerse that knife on the 13th day of Nisan, he would have to immerse it instead the next day, and then he wouldn't be allowed to use it until nightfall, until he has Harav Shemesh. However, he wouldn't bother immersing the Kopitz in the mikvah, since he has two sfeikos. The first suffix is, maybe the Nasi will die, and then all Chayesva will become tummy to the Nasi, and the Korban Pesach would be brought bituma, and there's no need to immerse any of the utensils. That's one suffix. And the second suffix is that even if the Nasi does not die, however, he cannot be sure that he's going to bring a Korban Chagiga at all together with the Korban Pesach. And the Korban Chagiga is only brought together with the Korban Pesach is if there's a lot of people in the Chabura, there's a lot of people who are partners in the Korban Pesach, and the meat of the Korban Pesach alone would not be enough for the Chabura, and they would bring a Korban Chagiga along with the Korban Pesach. So the Korban Pesach could be eaten besoba, could be eaten after they're already full, as it's a mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach besoba. So he has two sfeikos. Maybe he doesn't need to immerse the knife at all, because maybe the Nasi will die. And even if the Nasi does not die, he can't be sure he's going to bring a Korban Chagiga at all. So therefore, since he has two sfeikos, he will not bother immersing the Kopitz in the mikvah on the 13th day of Nisan. So therefore, somebody who finds a Kopitz in the streets of Yerushalayim on the 14th day of Nisan, he cannot be sure that it is tar, if he wants to use it for kashrus. He has to go ahead and immerse it in the mikvah, as opposed to somebody who finds a knife in the streets of Yerushalayim on the 14th day of Nisan, and a knife is used strictly for shechita, it's not used for cutting bones, he could be sure that the owner immersed the knife the previous day in the mikvah, and since there is only one suffix with regard to the Korban Pesach, the suffix is maybe the Nasi will die, and if he dies, he doesn't need to immerse the knife in the mikvah. However, if the Nasi does not die, he certainly does need that knife for the shechita of the Korban Pesach, and he does need to be metahir the knife. So therefore, since he has only one suffix, he will go ahead and immerse the knife on the 13th day of Nisan to be sure that the knife will be tar in case the Nasi does not die and he needs to shach the Korban Pesach Matara. So since there's only one suffix with regards to a knife that's used for the shechita of the Korban Pesach, you can be sure that the owner went ahead and immersed the knife in the mikvah for the previous day. So therefore, somebody who finds the knife on the 14th day of Nisan in Yerushalayim, he could be sure that it was immersed in the mikvah the previous day, even in such a case that the Nasi had been very sick and there's a suffix that he might die. Somebody who finds a Kopitz in the streets of Yerushalayim on the 14th day of Nisan, which comes out on Shabbos, he could be sure the Kopitz is tar, and he could use that Kopitz to shach his Korban Pesach with it immediately on the 14th day of Nisan, even though he has not immersed it in the mikvah. Now, even though we just finished saying that that the kofis that is found on the 14th day of Nisan might be tamei in such a case that the Nasi of Yisrael was very sick on the 13th day of Nisan, and there was a possibility he might die. However, in this case, that the 14th day of Nisan comes out on Shabbos, you could be sure that the owner of the kofis had already immersed the kofis in the mikvah on Erev Shabbos on the 13th day of Nisan. The reason being is that even if the Korban Chagigah is not brought, he still would need the kofis for the 15th day of Nisan. And the 15th day of Nisan is the first day of Pesach, and a Korban Chagigah is brought on Yom Tov itself. And beside the Korban Chagigah that is brought together with the Korban Pesach, there is also a Korban Chagigah that is brought on Yom Tov itself. And the owner of the kofis, even though he does not need the kofis for the Chagigah that is brought together with the Pesach, as in this case that the 14th day of Nisan comes out on Shabbos, the Korban Chagigah is not brought, that the Korban Chagigah is only brought together with the Korban Pesach as the 14th day of Nisan comes out during the week. However, he does need the kofis for the following day, the 15th day of Nisan, for the Korban Chagigah that is brought on Yom Tov itself. And you're not allowed to immerse utensils on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so you can't immerse the utensil on the 14th day of Nisan since it comes out on Shabbos, nor can he immerse it on Sunday, which is the 15th day of Nisan, so he has to immerse it on Friday. So therefore, if you find a kofis in the streets of Yerushalayim on the 14th day, which comes out on Shabbos, you could be sure that the owner of the kofis had already immersed the kofis in the mikvah on the 13th day of Nisan. So therefore, since you could be sure the kofis is tar, if you want to use that kofis to shech your Korban Pesach with it, you can go ahead and use that kofis for the shechita of your Korban Pesach. The chamisha asar, shochefa miyah. Somebody who finds a kofis on the 15th day of Nisan, which is the first day of Pesach, he can be sure that the owner of the kofis had immersed it in the mikvah already from before Yom Tov. And he can use that kofis immediately to shech with it his Korban Chagigah that is brought on the 15th day of Nisan. And the owner of the kofis certainly would have immersed the kofis already from before Yom Tov, since it's forbidden to immerse Talim on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and he would need that kofis for the Chagigah that is brought on Yom Tov itself. So therefore, he would have immersed it in the mikvah already from before Yom Tov. So if you find the kofis on Yom Tov in the streets of Yerushalayim, you could be sure that the kofis is tar. Nimtis Shura L'Sakim. Harezu Kesach. Somebody who finds a kofis in the streets of Yerushalayim on the 14th day of Nisan that comes out during the week, but the kofis is tied to a nut that is used for Shechita. In such a case, you can go ahead and use the kofis immediately on the 14th day of Nisan. You could be sure that it is tar. Even though we have said previously that somebody who finds a kofis in the streets of Yerushalayim on the 14th day of Nisan, in such a case that the Nasi of Yisrael was very, very sick on the 13th day of Nisan, that he cannot be sure that the kofis is tar, that maybe the owner did not immerse the kofis in the mikvah from the previous day. However, in this case, that the kofis is tied to a knife, and the knife was certainly immersed in the mikvah from the previous day, since the owner will need that knife to shech with it his Korban Pesach, and in this case it is tied to the knife, the owner of the kofis would have immersed the kofis together with the knife in the mikvah, and since they're tied together, he would have immersed them together in the mikvah, and since he would have needed to immerse the knife in the mikvah from the previous day, he also would have immersed the kofis in the mikvah from the previous day, so you could be sure that the kofis is tar along with the knife.